Three-legged sons die in their place, pay the price for their sins on the old cross of Calvary. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.
This is the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Now, the Back to Calvary program. If you would like a cassette of today's program, send a gift of $3 to help support this program, giving date and call letters of this radio station.
And I see a great band of angels camped all around me. And I see the captain rising up to challenge to me. I know I'm saved from harm when I'm touching Jesus. The battle is his, the victory is mine, and victory is sweet.
When I'm broken from the battle, and I've lost another round, Satan whispers to my troubled mind, lay your armor down. Where are those you've loved and trusted? Look around you, they're all gone. Would be easy to surrender when you're standing all alone.
And I see a great band of angels camped all around me. And I see the captain rising up to challenge to me. I know I'm saved from harm, but I'm touching Jesus. The battle is his, the victory is mine, and victory is free.
Then I bowed my head in sadness as I pondered what to do. I've been in God's army for so long, and I've been a soldier through. And I hear a voice from heaven saying, Pilgrim, it is I. Lift your head and take new courage. Lift your eyes toward the sky.
And I see a great band of angels camped all around me. And I see the captain rising up to challenge to me. I know I'm saved from harm, but I'm touching Jesus. The battle is his, the victory is mine, and victory is free. And I see a great band of angels camped all around me. And I see the captain rising up to challenge to me. I know I'm saved from harm, but I'm touching Jesus. The battle is his, the victory is mine, and victory is free.
Hello, before I begin the message today, once again, I want to make a special offer concerning some cassette tapes. At this time, we want to offer the series entitled, The Danger of Delay. In this series, I deal with what has been called, Sending Away Your Day of Grace. Sending away your day of grace means that an unsaved person can say no to God one time too many. And after doing so, that individual without ever having another opportunity to be saved, departs this world and enters into a Christless eternity. My friend, when an unsaved person goes to church Sunday after Sunday and hears the call of God to come to Christ and be saved, but refuses to do so, one day God will withdraw His call. And after He does, it is impossible for that individual to be saved. And they will one day depart this world without ever having had another opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. This series consists of 9 parts and has been recorded on 5 cassette tapes. And at this time, we're offering this series for a gift of only $9. At this time, we're offering the series entitled, The Danger of Delay, for a gift of only $9. And if you would like to obtain this series, simply write to us at the address given at the end of the broadcast requesting the series entitled, The Danger of Delay. Today, we're going to be reading once again from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. And for the sake of saving time today, we are only going to be reading 5 verses of Scripture, that being verses 10 through 14. And here in this passage, the Word of God says this, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Heavenly Father, as we bring this message today, I pray that you will speak to me and speak through me. I pray that you'll save that soul that's listening to this broadcast today that's never been saved by the grace of God. Also, we pray that you'll encourage that Christian that needs to be encouraged. Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God will do that which needs to be done, whatever it be, in the heart and life of every listener. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, we want to bring the 14th part of the message entitled, Will You Be Able to Stand in the Hour of Battle? But before that we proceed, there are some things that we need to say by way of review to bring us up to the place where we left off on the broadcast last week. Now here in the book of Ephesians, in these various chapters, the Apostle Paul deals with the believer a little different. Here in chapter number 1, we have the believer's wealth. In chapters 2 and 3, we have the believer's work. In chapters 4 and 5, we have the believer's walk. Then in chapter number 6, we have the believer's warfare. And here in chapter 6, in verses 10 through 20, we have 2 things mentioned in connection with the believer's warfare. First, we have the encounter in verses 10 through 13. Second, we have the equipment in verses 14 through 20. Now, the Apostle Paul, in closing, this lofty epistle condescends to a battlefield. And the reason that he condescends to a battlefield is because the Christian's life is lived on a battlefield. The Christian is a soldier in God Almighty's army. And that is exactly what the Apostle Paul deals with here in Ephesians chapter number 6. Now in the weeks prior to this, we have already dealt with verses 10 through 13 and with some of verse number 14. For on the broadcast last week, we begin dealing with the first piece of armor that Paul speaks of here in verse number 14. Now here in Ephesians chapter 6, in verses 14 through 17, Paul speaks of six pieces of armor. Five of these are for the defensive, while only one is for the offensive. Now listen, my friend. Paul here is using the figure of armor, or the figure of clothing, to make known spiritual truth. Spiritual truth. And you should remember this when you come to Ephesians chapter number 6. And I've said that to say this. All of these pieces of armor that Paul speaks of here in Ephesians chapter 6 has reference to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The whole armor that Paul speaks of here has been provided in Christ. In Christ. And what Paul is emphasizing here in Ephesians chapter number 6 is the fact that the believer, if they are going to stand in the hour of battle, must not fail to appropriate by faith what God has provided in Christ. In Christ. Now the first piece of armor that Paul speaks of here is found in the first part of verse number 14, and that is the girdle of truth. Here in the first part of this verse, Paul says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." So we find here that Paul speaks of the girdle of truth. Now in the days of the Apostle Paul, men wore long flowing garments or robes. And the girdle was that piece which was put up around the waist. And the girdle was that piece which held everything else in place. Thus, we see that Paul first speaks of the girdle here in Ephesians chapter number 6. Now, on the broadcast last week, I stated that there were three things that I was going to point out and draw to the attention of our listeners while dealing with the girdle of truth. And it was on the broadcast last week that we dealt with the first thing. So on the broadcast today, I'm going to move on and deal with some other things in connection with the girdle of truth. But just before I do, for the benefit of today's listeners, I'm going to state very briefly what it was that I said first of all in connection with the girdle of truth on the broadcast last week. Number one, when the girdle was not put up around the waist, it meant that that individual was at rest. At rest. But when the girdle was put up around the waist, it meant that that individual was ready for action. Ready for action. And here in verse number 14, Paul says, "Having your loins girt about with truth." My friend, to gird up is the opposite of slothful ease.
So we find that Paul here is warning the Christian about slothful ease. He is warning the Christian about not being ready for action. It's important in a time of warfare for the soldier to be ready for action. My friend, it is important for Christians at all times to have their loins girt about with truth and be ready for action. Most certainly it is. Now, the second thing that I want to say in connection with the girdle of truth is this. Number two, Paul here in verse number 14 speaks about the girdle of truth. And I want to emphasize that word truth at this time. Now we have the living word. And the living word is none other than Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, the living word, is the truth. For in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But not only that, we also have the written word. And in John 17:17, Jesus, when speaking to the Father, he said, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. It is truth. Now, with that in mind, I want to draw to your attention a verse that is found in 1 Peter chapter number 1. That being verse number 13. Now here in this verse, Peter is speaking to those that's been saved by the grace of God. And I believe that the Word of God here in 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse number 13 sheds light on what Paul is speaking of in Ephesians 6:14. And here in 1 Peter 1:13, the Word of God says this, wherefore, gird up the loins. Gird up the loins. And thus far we see that the same language is used here as is found in Ephesians 6:14. But Peter here goes a step farther. Notice what he says. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Here we find in this verse that Peter speaks of the mind. And he says, gird up the loins of your mind. Now, what's the Word of God telling us here? My friend, the Word of God is telling us that as Christians, we are to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Or in other words, the Word of God is telling us that our minds as Christians are to be controlled by the Word. By the Word. My friend, we as Christians need to have controlled minds girt firmly with the truth. Or in other words, with the Word. The Word must regulate. The Word must regulate the mind of the Christian. Listen, my friend. A mind girded up is the opposite of one where the thoughts run wild and loose. Today, from time to time, we hear various individuals make the statement and say, just let your mind run wild. Just let your mind run loose. But this is not good advice. This is not what the Word of God says. Most certainly it is not. Listen, my Christian friend. In the days of the Apostle Paul, men wore long flowing garments. And if the girdle was not put up around the waist, admit that these garments would be carried about and blown about by the wind. By the wind. And this reminds me of what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse number 14. For here in this verse, Paul says this, that we henceforth be no more children. And here he is speaking of those that's been saved by the grace of God. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Every wind of doctrine. Here in verse number 14, Paul speaks of being carried about or being blown about by every wind of doctrine. My friend, the theological winds are blowing today. Most certainly they are. But if you as a Christian will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus by studying the Word of God and by feeding on the Word of God, the theological winds that are blowing today will not affect you. They will not affect you. Here in verse number 14, Paul is not so much speaking of the Christian embracing the truth, but he is speaking of the truth embracing the Christian. And my friend, if you as a Christian, will study and feed on the Word of God and let the truth embrace you, you will not be one of these that's blown about and swept off your feet every time some new religion or some new teaching hits town. We have a gang today. We have a gang of professing Christians today that hobnob around with every religious Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes into town. But if you as a Christian will study the Word of God and see to it that your mind is girded firmly with the truth or with the Word, you will not be slipped off your feet every time some new religion or new teaching hits town. Number three, the third thing that I want to say in connection with the girdle of truth is this. The devil is a liar. He is a liar, according to John 8:44. Jesus, in that particular verse, called the devil a liar. But the word of God is the truth. And my friend, Christians can only meet the devil with the truth. Christians can only meet the liar with the truth. The best way to expose a liar is by presenting the truth. The best way to defeat a lie is by presenting the truth. And the only way that you, as a Christian, can stand against the devil is with the truth. The truth. Listen, my Christian friend. The girdle, when it was put up around the waist, it strengthened and supported the body. And the Word will strengthen the inner man. But if you stand against the devil with what you think, with what you suppose, with what you reckon, with what you reason, you will have no power. you will have no strength, and you will go down in defeat in the hour of battle. The only way that you as a Christian can stand against the devil is with the truth. The truth. That's as far as we're going today with the message entitled, Will You Be Able to Stand in the Hour of Battle? You listen to the broadcast next week, and we will bring the 15th part of this message, if God allows. But in closing today, I want to say this. If you're listening to this broadcast today, and you've been saved by the grace of God, my friend, you need to see to it that you have your loins girt about with truth. Or in other words, you need to study the Word of God and see to it that your mind is controlled and regulated by the truth, or in other words, by the Word of God. Then also today, if you're listening to this broadcast and you've never been saved by the grace of God, my friend, you're lost, and you need to be saved today, before it's too late. And I'd ask you to bow your head, and from your heart, exercise faith in the finished work, and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon God and ask Him to save you, and He will. And you'll know it. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll save every soul that's calling upon you at this time. Also, we pray that you'll meet the need of every Christian that's listening to this broadcast today. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.